Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We're going to look at Luke chapter 2, 8 through 12 today. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." They were minding their sheep and minding their business when the angel suddenly appeared. In an instant, the darkness of night turned to brilliant light. The angel, coming from the presence of God, brought with him God's glory, and the place lit up. No wonder the shepherds were terrified. But the angel addressed their fears. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." These were needed words for the terrified shepherds to hear. The news the angel was about to deliver would bring comfort and confidence. "I bring you good news." The good news was about a Savior. The long-expected Messiah had arrived. Nothing would ever be the same again. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy." The arrival of the Messiah was the arrival of true peace. Through the work of Jesus, sinful man could be united with the holy God. This is the cause of unspeakable joy. "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." God's free gift is for all people. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever trusts in Jesus as the only way to have a relationship with the living God is given eternal life. Think about it. Jesus has come, and we have eternal life. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. Father, it can be a terrifying time when you prepare us for the next assignment. Thank you for always being with us to address our fears and remind us of the great joy found in you regardless of the circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And again today, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.